This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Be careful with bats. Health officials in Jefferson County say some bats found over the last couple of months have tested positive for rabies. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
More people are finding bats in and around their homes and on trails. Bats play a key role in nature, but people and pets should never touch them. Rabies is a serious disease that affects the brain and nervous system. An infected animal can spread it to people and pets through a bite or saliva. If a bat enters your house, best advice is to call your local animal control agency for help. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Energy Office has awarded $30 million to help local and tribal governments meet climate goals. It's called the Local Impact Accelerator Grant. The money will fund energy-efficient buildings, promote clean energy development, such as geothermal, and promote electric vehicle adoption. It'll also fund recycling and waste diversion programs, such as those in Lakewood and Silverton, and it will help the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe electrify their buses. If you used a particular rapid testing site during the COVID-19 pandemic, you could be eligible for a settlement under an agreement struck by the state attorney general's office. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Attorneys general from 18 states, including Colorado, say GS Labs promised test results with no wait times, same-day appointments, and no out-of-pocket expenses. The states say those claims were false. GS Labs will pay $3.6 million in restitution. To determine whether you're eligible, there is a verification process on the company's website. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. Across Colorado, another hot and sunny day is forecast. Afternoon showers are possible.